Greetings, everyone. Welcome to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am Heather Wagenhals, your hostess with the Financial Mostess, giving you the resources and tools you need to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. And I'm so excited about today's episode. It is our last show of this year and of this season. So it is our Become a Voracious Reader key. But in addition to that, we are going to rock it like a redhead today. I'm so excited about today's show because I have two fantastic sister guests, and that would be Adrian and Stephanie Vanetti. They are the co-founders of howtobearedhead.com. And I'm so excited to talk about their entrepreneurship story and some upcoming fun things that we're doing together, and I'm pretty excited about that. So on our last show for the year, in addition to the key, I'd like to talk to you today about a few things that may or may not make a difference in how you perceive next year. So whether or not you are joining us for the first time or you've been listening for a while, we focus on the mind when it comes to our money, because when we focus on our money, it's not really about the money. If you have money problems in your life and you look at what your challenges are, it's never about the money, but it's about our responses to it. And for those of you that have evolved with unlockyourwealthradio.com over the years, you know how the more I have immersed myself in brain research, the more specific I can be about the techniques that we have here to help you get your money mind right. So if you were listening to the show and you set a great Christmas spending plan and you blew it, there's no point in beating yourself up about it because that won't fix it. Wallowing in misery never does anything except wallow. You alienate others, and you alienate yourself, and you start a negative self-talk spiral that gets to a point where you feel completely incapable of fixing the problems that you've caused. So what we need to focus on when it comes to managing our money and dealing with these little hiccups, and we have this in No Seasonal Exceptions, to try to prevent it. And then we talked about forget the perfection principle. I'm losing my mind at the end of the year. I survived the end of the world on the 21st, so I'm excited that I'm here at the end of the year. So when we think about what it is that that we've done, and perhaps over and over, maybe it's a cycle, and beating ourselves up about it isn't going to make a difference. We talk about this and forget the perfection principle. And we talk about our four-step strategy for forgiveness. But you have to let go of the punishment because it's not fitting the crime. And you're like, well, wait a minute, what does that mean? Of course I'm going to stop spending and I'm never going to spend again because I just blew my budget. So that punishment doesn't quite fit the crime. Yeah, you blew your budget. And you knew better, because we all know to spend less and save more, but we don't. And it's because of our biological makeup and because of this little guy inside I affectionately refer to as a curmudgeon. His other name is Now Me, and he has to be gratified now, and he wants to be away from pain. And it feels good to be shopping. It's euphoric for some folks. People get a high when they go for their retail therapy, and I understand that. But beating yourself up about it isn't going to fix it. Only a commitment to raising your awareness is going to fix it, because our behavior rides under the conscious level. It's automatic, it's pre-programmed, and we've conditioned it over time. So the guilt trip that you've probably conditioned after you have the big spending mishap is part of the conditioning, and it's a behavior that you perform. But there's ways to overcome that. And I encourage you, if you're a new listener, to begin the process with us all over again next season. We start with our first key, next season, which is acceptance and affirmation. And that's how we begin to move forward, because we're going to learn how to raise our conscious awareness when it comes to our behaviors that negatively impact our finances and our family. Because the number one cause of divorce is what? Moolah. It's because we don't talk about it beforehand. We have different styles. We come up from different backgrounds. And we don't work to ingratiate our lives financially because we figure it's taboo or it's none of my business. And we sweep it under the carpet. And before you know it, it's that 800-pound gorilla sitting in the middle of the room that nobody wants to talk about, who's eating your supper. And nobody wants to say, excuse me, but why are you here? And nobody wants to talk to him. Nobody wants to talk about him. But he's still there, this big 800-pound gorilla called money problems. So it's the end of the year, and it's our last key of the season. And I'm so excited for what we've accomplished this year. And in my gratitude journal, I wrote this morning about being grateful for you, the listener, because it is my goal to spread financial literacy. It's my legacy. It's my mission. And by golly, I want to touch as many people as I possibly can. And my goal is to have over 1 million listeners by the end of next year. And with the launch of the new radio show exclusive website this past year and the fantastic guests that we've brought along and been able to share with you is getting me one step closer to my selfish mission of being able to help people, because that's my high. That is where I feel good, when I can show somebody how to overcome their limiting beliefs and get to what it is that's truly keeping them from the success they say they desire. Because the brain is so powerful, and you don't realize it, but you are successful already. If you don't have what you want out of life, it's because you've been focusing on the wrong things. And we'll learn all about that in the new season. So I wanted to share that with you, because UnlockYourWealthRadio.com has just got so many neat things we're doing next season. We're going to have a new Unlock Your Wealth protege. We're going to have great guests, and we're going to have new segments for the show, too. Whoopee! I'm so excited. New sponsors, new energy. As if it couldn't get any better, it's going to get better. So I'm excited about that. But before we get too far ingratiated into next season, let us be mindful of where we are today, right now. And that is our Rocket Like a Redhead show. And I've chosen to entitle today's show Rocket Like a Redhead because of my guests that are going to be joining us in just a few moments. These two girls, Stephanie I just lost my train of thought. The Vendetti sisters have created an amazing website for women with red hair. It may seem like, why is that so special? Should somebody start a blonde website and a brunette website? And for those of you who are natural redheads, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Skin sensitivity, product sensitivity, food sensitivity, sun sensitivity. How do we make colors match with our skin? These are the plight of redheads. And once you become one, whether by birth or by bottle, you have fashion challenges, beauty challenges, cosmetic challenges. But it's great to be a redhead. It's a wonderful minority to participate in. And these two girls, redheads and entrepreneurs both, are going to share with us how they started a new phenomenon in their website, howtobearedhead.com. So let's bring these girls on.
Welcome to the broadcast, Adrian and Stephanie.
Hi.
Thanks for having us.
I'm so excited. The listeners are going to get a triple dose of redhead today. So I hope they're ready for that, because they have to deal with me each and every week, and now there's three of us to deal with. How did you guys get started with the whole idea of how to be a redhead?
So howtobearedhead.com came up because Stephanie and I were born as natural redheads, and we're best friends, and we had this idea that there was nowhere for us to go when we were younger for redheads. There was no fashion advice, no beauty advice. It was very hard. We went into department stores to find any kind of products, and no one really wanted to do, when we would go into a department store, no one really wanted to work with us because they were petrified of, oh, wait, will this match your skin? And thankfully, we had a good mother who, like, told us all this great beauty advice, and over the years, we kind of mastered how to be a redhead. And when we got old, when we got to the point in college when we were thinking about our careers, we really wanted to do something that we thought would impact people and impact people's lives. And we said, what would we want when we were growing up? And we said, a platform for redhead advice. And so howtobearedhead.com came up, and, you know, we kind of moved our lives around to get it going, and it was a success from the start. And now we have a team of 15 writers, and the site has grown from a blog to a website, and now it's a brand and a community for redheads. And people contact us daily saying that they cry when they see our site because it's so, we say it's more than a hair color, it's a lifestyle. And we want to empower redheads to feel confident and feel beautiful. And that's what we feel every woman should be like, even if they're not a redhead, that they should feel beautiful inside and out.
And I think that that's so important because we are bombarded with all of these images constantly about how we're supposed to look and how we're supposed to feel and act, and this product will do this and this product will do that. But it just seems like the world is different when you are red on the head.
I was going to say, especially with our skin, and Adrian breaks out with products really easily, more than actually I do, but our whole life we kind of battled with trying products, and it's just extremely sensitive on our skin, and statistics prove that redheads do have the most sensitive skin out of any hair color. So that's where we deem a lot of products redhead friendly. And we try them, every single product that we get. And we're just really passionate about showing products that we 100% really value on the site.
We have a redhead who tries the product for a maximum of 10 days to make sure that the product is actually redhead friendly. So all the products that we feature on the site, redheads can be positive that they can walk into a store and buy it.
That's pretty important because skin sensitive, I mean, you know, you wear it on the outside, so it's not like you can hide, you know, your face when you put a product on and you break out or get a rash or something like that. So I think that that's...
Oh, totally.
I think that that's pretty cool. So what are some of the other specific redheaded concerns that folks have?
Well, I think there's a lot of
beauty... For fashion, it really is about, our post today was, can redheads wear yellow? A lot of redheads think that they can't rock pale colors, they can't rock whites. They always kind of turn to dark colors, and dark colors look great on redheads, cobalt blues and reds and stuff. But redheads can wear bright colors, and we say that you just have to rock it, and you have to know what to wear to accentuate your hair and stuff. So we focus on that. And then, Adrian, do you want to talk about beauty aspect?
So the beauty, Stephanie and I are, Stephanie is said to be the fashion expert and I'm to be the beauty expert. And even though we're kind of experts in everything redhead, we do a lot of our posts on beauty. And not only do people have to worry about skin sensitivity, but there's so many different aspects. People feel like their hair, if it's natural or if it's bottled, that they feel like their hair is fading. So we have celebrity colorists who talk on the site frequently and give advice to redheads if they have questions about their hair, because we want howtobearedhead.com to be that place where redheads can go and find the best advice they could find anywhere. So that's definitely a concern. People say, you know, medical advice has proven that redheads feel pain more than most people. And so there's all these, like, different discoveries, and it's really, you know, we hate to say that redheads are a minority, but they really are. And I think that we're finally targeting this niche that no one has ever targeted before. And there's all this information, and even Stephanie and I, you know, we have writers who write in about this stuff, and we're even like, wow, you know, we can't even believe that that's our DNA, that's how we are. And it's all about embracing and loving your hair color, because like you were saying, redheads who aren't natural and they become redheads, it's all about the personality behind it as well.
you have to have a really great, you know, you have to be fiery and spontaneous. And even though those are stereotypes, a lot of people do feel differently when they dye their hair. That's why it's so great to hear from both sides, from the natural side and from the bottle side, about how they feel about being redheads.
As one of the bottled redheads, because I'm a natural blonde, actually, I can attest firsthand that it was an overnight transformation, not just from the inside personally with the outside hair color, but how folks responded to me. And I'd like to keep talking more about this and what do you have in store on your website. Right after the break, you are listening to Adrian and Stephanie, the redhead du jour on today's show. You're listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and we'll be right back with more after this.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation, 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420, or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis. KINESIS Industries.com. Like, go there, totally.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. You are listening to my redheaded sisters from another mister, Adrian and Stephanie, from howtobearedhead.com here on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. And we were just talking before the break about how unique it is to be a redhead. And I mentioned that, like, overnight, it was like people even treated me differently. And people look at redheads in such a unique way. People are like, ooh, you're one of those sassy girls.
It's a myth that we're going to go extinct in 100 years. But it really is. It turns a lot of heads having red hair. Adrian and I noticed that. Especially when we're walking down the street to New York, people look at you. And it's funny, when you see another redhead walking down the street or if you're out or something, you almost give them a look as if, so it's almost a special bond that's never really spoken. So that's where Adrian and I started the site to make it a community for redheads to talk to redhead together.
I feel like it's a visual high five. What's up, sister? You're rocking the red
hair. Yeah, totally.
So speaking of rocking the red, you have an event like that's going to be the biggest red empowerment event ever on the planet coming up in March. Will you share a little bit about your Rock It Like a Redhead event?
Sure. It is the official world's first ever beauty and fashion event for redheads. The event is going to be a huge event. Right now we have 400 RSVPs and the numbers keep growing. And the sponsors are going to be Adrian, Stephanie, and I's top products for redhead friendly. And we have Dana Max, who is a famous fashion designer, is going to be doing the show, and we're going to have swag bags, and it's going to be an all-day event. It's going to be broken down. Beauty is going to be in the morning, then there's going to be a networking session, there's going to be a fashion session in the night, and it's going to be a party. There's going to be meals included with everything, and it's just going to be a whole red day. And we have a party planner. Her name's Annette. And she is a redhead, and she's absolutely fabulous. And so she's finding the perfect
venue right now for the event because the event's going to be huge, and we're so excited to be sponsoring the first ever event for Redheads that's beauty and fashion focused.
Yes, and I'm going to be a part of your event for sure. You know what
yeah,
you should
like,
do?
Yeah, I can't wait.
I'm thinking that you should ask the mayor to make it Redhead Day.
I think that's a fabulous idea. We were actually thinking about making that day because it's March 16th, which is before St. Patrick's Day. And we said, wouldn't that be a perfect time to actually have it be National Redhead Day?
Oh, my gosh. That would be, like, so super cool. Get the mayor to give us a proclamation. Be like, woohoo, my red sisters, here we are.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Make it an official day.
So I have
Yeah, that would be awesome.
I'm so excited about this party. I can't wait. But I have to share with you, I have a little bit of red envy because, like, my whole entire life, all I've ever wanted to do is, like, a hair commercial or a shampoo commercial. And you guys just completed a promotion with L'Oreal Paris. Tell me what that it's like so I can just be so super jealous of you guys.
Well, it was, we promoted for about 6 months. L'Oreal Paris, their Healthy Look Creme Gloss, which is a semi-permanent, and again, it's for if you want to embrace your red hair or if you want to turn red, you can use this up to 28 washes. And basically, Adrian and I were brand ambassadors for the project, and that was awesome because it was our biggest thing moving to New York and starting the site, and L'Oreal approached us to promote their site and promote their product, and they came up with a Facebook app while the new product launch. So Adrian and I did two fabulous videos that you can find on our YouTube, How to Be a Redhead site. And they were basically small commercials that we did that featured us using the product and how it changed our life and how we rocked it like a redhead using the product.
That's sick.
And it's so great to actually have a product that L'Oreal came to us to use, and we actually really love the product. You know, sometimes you see people who are advertising for a product, and we were just so lucky to actually come across a product that we actually really love, and we were so happy to spread it towards our audience to buy the product.
Yeah, that's nice because you can endorse a redhead-friendly product, and so it just works really well with the whole gist of your website of being fashion-forward and friendly to redheads. So if folks want to go to get some of these tickets that are rapidly disappearing to rock it like a redhead or just want to learn how to be a redhead or how to improve their redhead status if they're already a redhead, where do they go? What do they do?
Well, you can go on howtobearedhead.com. At the bottom left, you will see the button for the event. Or to buy a ticket, you go on rocketlikearedhead.eventbrite.com. And I just want to make a note that Eventbrite, Bright is spelled B-R-I-T-E. Yeah, but if you do go on How to Be a Redhead at the bottom left, you can get more information and join the red list to be on the mailing list.
Yay. Well,
and you'll get weekly updates about everything from our new sponsors to new speakers that we're getting to all the updated information right to your inbox.
Well, I am so excited to be a part of the How to Be a Redhead event, and I'm looking forward to rocking it like a redhead with you guys in March. Thanks so much for being on our show. And for those of you who are driving around and don't happen to have a pencil handy, never fear, unlockyourwealthradio.com is here, where you can find Adrian and Stephanie's links to all of their cool websites and to begin to be a participant in Rock It Like a Redhead. We will be right back with more Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X for Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Diradori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Diradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Diradore. Call Diradore now at 480-661-9662.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
And before we know it, our microphone isn't even on. Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Heather Wagenhall's Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your purveyor of prosperity. And on the last show of the year, I like to do a mental detox and renew segment before we do our keys, which is our last key for the year, as well as for the season. And this mental detox and renew gives you an opportunity, if you haven't already exercised your forget the perfection principle, to look at and reflect and acknowledge what has happened over the past year and recognize significant events, positive and negative, and let go of the ones that aren't serving you. Forgiving yourself and moving forward and refocusing on our third key, which is our dreams with deadlines. So all we need is a couple of sheets of paper to do this and a few days. We want to take a few days and reflect. So when we have an opportunity to take a walk or be quiet or find a nice little tree to sit under or a fire to cozy up to when no one else is around to disturb you. And what we want to do is we want to relax. We want to make sure that we stay engaged in our logical third brain, but we want to be able to make effective decisions about what comes up. And we just want to review the year. Maybe if you have your calendar or a journal that you have written in, perhaps that can help you remember some events that happened at the beginning of the year versus more recently. And kind of thumb through and just reflect on the year. How do you feel about this past year? Was it valuable to you? Was it arduous? Was it filled with a lot of pain, struggle? Or was it happy and joyful and incredibly beautiful? Or was it somewhere in between? Think about how you feel now, and then start looking back, whether it's with your calendar or journal, and just reflect on what happened in each and every month, and think about how that affected you. What did you think about that? What emotional reactions were you having? Were they healthy? Were they unhealthy? Did you make choices based off of unhealthy emotions? Did you make good choices and turn situations around? Well, someone once said to me that we have to believe we always make the right decision and live our lives without regret, because it takes us to the next right decision we need to make. So even though we don't like trouble or adversity, there's value in that trouble and adversity, because we can glean lessons from it if we pay attention and look and listen for the message. And then we can take that message and change our course, because that's information we can use. Instead of needlessly suffering, thinking things are hopeless, we can take a proactive position when we look back and we look at the lessons learned. Now, on one sheet of paper, I want you to write out all of the trials and tribulations, the problems, the upsets, the catastrophes, the calamities. Write them out. And you can choose to do it as a bulleted list, or you can write it out and fully get out all of that experience, the negative emotions, the hate, the anger, the sadness, the frustration, and put it all out on this piece of paper. Just kind of take a look at it and reflect upon it. And then put it away. And let a few days pass so we can distance ourselves from the emotion, especially if we revisited some of those emotions and they were kind of toxic and didn't make us feel so good. And then we want to get into that quiet space again, and we want to take out a sheet of paper and write down everything we're grateful for, all the joy that came into our lives, the happiness, the successes. And we want to look at those, and we could put that in a bulleted list, or even better, we could write out all of the emotional experience that we gained in those moments, and look through the year and find all of those great moments and write them down. And hopefully this list is longer than the first one you did. And then I want you to take that list, and if you haven't started a gratitude journal like we do in the Keys, if you're just joining us for the first time, I encourage you to use that to start your own gratitude journal, because you can be grateful for those experiences. You can also be grateful for the not-so-positive experiences, because you can get messages out of them if you look hard enough. So we want to set that aside, and we want to pull out the document that we created that had our list of all those negative things. And we want to look at those negative things while we're in this emotional high of reading all of these good things and writing down all these great experiences. Because now we're in a different position emotionally, and we can be a little bit more objective when we look at it. In fact, if it helps you, think of it not as your experiences, but you're looking at a list of trials and tribulations of someone else, like a friend who's telling you their problems. And look at each one of them and think about what's the message. And what can I advise this person to do next with that message? And it can be anything from taking action, making a change, or simply forgiving and letting go. The worst thing we can do is dwell on something and stay in that negative emotion, because when we're in that negative emotional state, our brain goes into survival mode. And when we're in survival mode, we're dumping hormones and chemicals, and you know, it's not like when our brains were built thousands of years ago to run from ferocious animals. We don't usually get out that stress through running away from something or actively fighting it, because then the body uses that hormone and boom, it's gone and out of the system. But what happens is your boss insults you and you get angry, but you can't punch him in the face. I mean, you could, but you might have some negative ramifications of punching him in the face. So you just stand there and take it. And it doesn't matter how well you, quote, rise above with your character that you took it, like a man or like a woman or however, but that chemical still gets dumped. Even if you choose not to react to it, if you can quell your reaction and be mindful and think about what it is you need to be doing in this moment instead of what you want to be doing in this moment, so that hormone just gets dumped, and when it sits in that body, it just rots us to the core. And that's how cancers get started. That's how serious illnesses take hold, because they weaken our immune system and make us vulnerable when we don't get that hormone out. That hormone was designed to protect us, but when we don't use it in the way it was intended from 10,000 years ago, that it sits there and does damage instead of the benefit of and the goodness that it's supposed to do. So look at this list and then figure out what the message is in each of those negative instances. Think about what you could have done differently, if anything. And think about when that situation comes up again, especially if it's a recurring pattern. What action can you choose to do differently to receive a different outcome? And some of those things are a once-in-a-lifetime deal, and the guilt won't serve you if you didn't handle it well, so you just got to forgive yourself and let it go. Remember, forgiveness is for you. It's not for the other person. So even if you write a letter of forgiveness, you never have to send it. You just have to get it out so you can be at one with yourself, because that's the key, is to aligning yourself with what it is you truly desire and learning from and letting go the mistakes you make. So afterwards, after you do this exercise, I want you to revisit all of those things you're grateful for in case you slipped out of that positive zone and that positive mindset. And take that sheet, and you can do a variety of things with it. You can tear it into little pieces. You can fold it up and put it away. You can rip it up. You can burn it. But in any case, when you do whatever it is you do to get rid of this particular piece of paper, you want to say, I release myself from all of these instances, and I forgive myself for any transgressions. And I will choose differently in the future. And then focus on all of those positive things, all of those things you were grateful for this past year. And once you're in that excited mindset, I want you to pull out your dreams with deadlines. And for those of you who are just joining us for the first time, go download an episode with Key 3 in it so you learn how to create your own dreams with deadlines. And pull out these goals, and I want you to get excited about the next year, because everything is up to you. And you have a wonderful opportunity to get what it is that you truly desire, especially if you're performing all of the specific exercises that we discuss here on the Unlock Your Wealth radio program. After the break, we will get to our keys to riches. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio with Heather Wagenhals. I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, saying hang on, we've got great stuff coming up right after this.
This is Melanie, and I'm part of Two for the Road USA. I'm the X from Boomer and X. I've been test driving cars for several years, but in the last 18 months, I found it difficult to get in and out of the test vehicles. I kept complaining the manufacturers didn't make the seats large enough until I realized it was me who was too large at 220 pounds. Thanks to the Dirodori weight loss program, I lost 50 pounds. The Duradori program is physician-supervised, non-surgical, safe, and effective, and you can lose up to 5 to 10 pounds the first week and 15 to 20 in a month. I did. It controls hunger and trains your body to burn fat, all on an easy-to-follow regimen of exercise, hydration, and delicious, healthy eating. It is a three-phase program combining medication, nutrition, and exercise. This is an affordable program with counselors available at any time. I went from a size 20 to a size 10 in 7 months, and I feel like a different person. Check out my photos on twofortheroadusa.com. Click on Watch Melanie Lose Weight on Duradori. Call Duradori now at 480-661-9662.
Hi, it's Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Sales Academy. You know, one thing I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Naturally, Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, and Robert Kiyosaki all had coaches. Whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside. They knew they could easily become. Truly, financial coaching could be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or simply visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power, or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95. at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You're listening to Heather Wagenhals on Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and it is that time again for our Keys to Riches. The Keys to Riches is simply a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. It also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, building wealth holistically, all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do that one key at a time, 1 week at a time. And we are at our final key in the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness series for this season, and it is our Become a Voracious Reader key. I have taught you everything that I could possibly share over the last 12 weeks this season about how to manage your money effectively, how to overcome limiting beliefs and repattern for success, and what to do if we don't hit the mark. So you've got all the tools you could possibly have from me, but I'm not the be-all, end-all. And my keys continually evolve for one reason and one reason alone, because I'm constantly reading and researching about the brain, how it works, about behavior, how we interact, as well as the latest financial news and techniques and money management skills and things that people need to be aware of when it comes to managing our money. Things change over time. Investments change, lifestyles change, needs change, economies change. And we need to be able to flex and move with that. So that's why it's important that you continually read. I continually read for my own edification as well as for your benefit too. What's so important about this key is when I I had to drop out of college to take care of my mom. She was seriously ill and had to have a surgery that she wasn't able to pay for, and it was a pre-existing thing. So I dropped out, and I never looked back. I never got to finish college. It's kind of been a thorn in my side. So I'm actively doing something now, 20 years later. I've returned to college. But in the meantime, entering the workforce, I was so petrified that all these other people that had degrees were going to be considered better than me. And I was so stressed out about that, that the only thing I could do was to read everything I know and to become an expert in my industry. And at the time, that's when I was a stockbroker. I learned trading techniques. I studied how different ways of investing, how to invest for certain outcomes. I studied everything by everybody, you know, that you can imagine, because I was so afraid of failing. And I was so afraid that because I didn't have a college degree, I wasn't going to be good enough, that I just read and read and read and outworked everybody. And it turns out that once I got into the industry, that half the people with college degrees didn't know a fraction of what they did about their job as I did, just because I took the time to read. And here's a sad statistic. The average expert in their field has maybe read three books on the subject. Maybe three books on the subject. How unfortunate is that? So they're not enriching their experience as an employee, as a career person. Not at all. So reading is so powerful because it gives you some amazing tools. And here's an interesting fact about the brain and reading. Once you read something, or if you copy down a note, it's in your brain forever. And not only is it in there, and having it being in there and recalling it are different. So just say, I study and read all the time, and I do terrible on tests. But it's in there, and because it's in there, it materially changes how you think every time you read something. That's why it's so important that we are very careful about what we expose ourselves to, the type of television programming we watch, the type of music we listen to and are entertained by, the books that we read, the magazines that we read, because it influences our mind. And behavior is generated subconsciously. We don't think about behavior. It just clicks and goes automatically. And so in order for us to typify the behaviors we truly desire, we have to practice those behaviors so they become automatic. Just like we talk about the four levels of learning when it comes to creating a new habit and what it takes to get it in on a subconscious level, that it becomes patterned into our brain. So reading materially alters us for the better. If we're reading good material. If we're not reading good material, it's still going to materially alter us, but perhaps it might not be for the better. And that's why we have to be careful about what we choose to put in our heads, because it affects everything in our body. Our brains are just so powerful. The next thing that reading does as a result of these material changes is now, once you have read good writing, it makes you a better writer. The more you read, the more you can write. And the reason why is now you have read other people's experiences, taken other people's directions, and lived a life that you may not currently live if you're reading fantasy or fiction or reading someone's biography and you get to walk a mile in their shoes. You have more experience to draw from. Plus, reading great writing teaches you how to communicate automatically. If you think about it, if you read great writing, you automatically have absorbed how words are supposed to be structured in sentences and how sentences compose paragraphs and how paragraphs compose chapters and so on. Now that's in your head. And so when you go to write a sentence, you'll be able to construct it more effectively. And one of the better bonuses, too, that I like, is you expand your vocabulary. I was kind of a nerdy kid. I've always been a big reader. And one of the things that I loved was when my mom's friends would bring over their Reader's Digest, because it had this article in it called Enrich Your Word Power. And it was always about a particular topic that was featured in that particular issue of Reader's Digest. And what was so great is it expanded your vocabulary. I loved taking that test. I always wanted to, like, score perfect and learn new words. And it was great because it encouraged me to continue to read. And it doesn't matter what your education level is, be it high school dropout, college graduate, doctor. Most of what happens to you in your life has to do with your ability to communicate your ideas. And if you are unable to communicate your ideas, your wants, your concerns, if you can't communicate it effectively in order to elicit the result you desire, it doesn't matter how much book learning you've done or how many degrees you have. If you can't learn to apply that and be able to use it to communicate, you're toast. So you can be like me and not have the college education, but have read so much about so many different topics that interest me that I have a great working knowledge of all the things that excite me, and I can ask effective questions when I want to learn more, and I can get things that I want, whether it's with my health or my money or my hobbies. Because I read, I stimulate my thought processes. And the more I know, the more I want to know. And once I know these things, I can apply this knowledge. And you can too, simply by the power of reading. Now, you've been given a wonderful foundation for financial literacy this season. The key is to build upon it. Now you're financially literate, okay? So you can understand the financial language. Now, your goal, now that you've been able to repattern your thinking about money and your habits, and your habits are in line with your goals, meaning you're doing what gets you what you want, not doing the things that get you something else. So now it's time to become financially fluent. How do we expand our financial literacy to financial fluency? Simply by reading. And you don't have to read huge, thick books. If that's not your vibe, that's fine. There are great personal finance magazines that are out there. There are lectures you can go to. But the key here is to encourage further learning. But reading is the best way I have found to do that. And with the advent of technology the way it is, I have an app on my phone so I can read my books with my eyes, or if that's not possible, I can put headphones on and read with my ears. Because an unabridged book is every single word that was read in the written book, the physical book. So that's the beauty of unabridged audio. So you can read in a couple of different ways, especially if you have trouble with your vision and it's uncomfortable for you to read with your eyes. You can read with your ears. They're just as effective. But the key is to start reading. And I know some people get out of college and they're like, I'm never reading another book. I had to write so many papers. Well, that is not going to serve you well the rest of your life, because there's going to be things that you need to know and about how to handle yourself and how to prepare for the future, for emergencies, how to create alternative scenarios in the event of catastrophe in your life. And the more you know and the more information you have, it's more ammunition to be successful. It's more tools in your toolbox so you can build any kind of financial house you want, any kind of life you want, for that matter. So to get in the habit of reading, I have created a Take Five. And you can do this at any point in the day. If you're a time blocker, it doesn't have to be at a specific time, although I can control how my morning starts, so I like to read in the morning. I don't always know how my day is going to end, but I know how my day is going to start, and since that time frame I can control, that's when I do my reading. Now, in order to get you into the habit, because it's not currently built into your current time clock, you can't, trying to commit copious amounts of time to it will just make you unsuccessful. So let's wade in the pond, shall we, by just taking five. And that can be either 5 minutes to read or 5 pages of whatever book you pick. And just to get the habit started, I want you to pick a book you like. It doesn't have to be a financial book. It could be fiction. One of the greatest, most influential books in my life was a fictional book, and it was Ayn Rand's Atlas Shrugged. I read it every year at the beginning of the year, and then anytime I find struggle or strife, because I identify with the heroine in the story, and she is a kick-ass kind of girl, and so I think of myself as her, and I did, and I modeled myself after her when I was younger than the age she was in the book. And so now I always go and I sharpen my saw every year by reading that in January. I start it, and then, again, if I get inspired, and I've been reading this and doing this same book for over 25 years, so it goes fast because it's almost memorized. I can predict what's happening next. So I can clip through it a lot faster than what I used to. But the key is pick something that you like, something that you enjoy. Because what will happen is once you establish the habit over the next 10 or 12 days, doing it every day, 5 minutes or 5 pages, whichever works for you. If you're a slow reader, do 5 minutes. And then when the 5 minutes is up, stop. Do not keep going. If you've read 5 pages, stop. Do not keep going. Put it away. And that's because we don't want to lose respect for the rest of our schedule while we're ingratiating this new habit, because we want to stay focused on creating this new habit and as one that we look forward to. So 5 minutes and 5 minutes only, or 5 pages and 5 pages only. And once you get the habit after 10 days and the brain is used to doing that every day, then you can relax and let your hair down, and if you want to go to 6 minutes or 6 pages, And you'll now have it as a habit, so you'll be able to work it in your schedule. You don't want to gouge your time one day and then say, oh, forget that, and never go back to it. Be rigid with it up front, and then you can let loose after the first 10 days because it should be habitual for you. Thank you so much for joining us on this week's show. It's been such a pleasure, and I'm so excited. We have a new theme song. We have new segments for the new year. So let's say a healthy and happy goodbye to 2012 and hello 2013. Get ready to rock it like a redhead in the next year. I want to thank my fabulous guests, Adrian and Stephanie Vannetti, for joining us. And I want to thank you for seeking out unlockyourwealthradio.com, where you go to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. I'm Heather Wagenhall, saying thank you for joining us, and you go out and make it a prosperous day.